So let's find out which Spice Girl it's going to be. Speak!
Matt Damon!
Can we have the Matt Damon again?
Oh, that's so embarrassing. I'll say it like, Matt Damon, who do you think that is?
It's Mel C, blatantly.
Mel B.
Yeah, but the blatant scouse bit in the middle where he said, I'm going to do it like this.
Oh, never mind.
Kind of gave it away a little bit.
Hey, congratulations, Scott. I heard about your awards.
Oh, I don't like to talk about it, but thanks.
It's fabulous. Well done, you.
Apparently, we're the funniest radio show.
Well, you make me laugh.
Yeah. How are you, then? You all right?
I'm really good, actually. It's a bit early for me.
Are you in bed?
No, I've just got up. I thought I'd get out of bed, so I'd feel like I was really working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you've got something very exciting to tell us, haven't you?
I have. Do you know what? I've got this written down because I can't even
remember. Can I just check? You have got clothes on, haven't you?
I do have clothes on.
Thank God for that.
Is it low loads of what are you wearing?
Well, what are you saying?
What are you wearing?
Okay, right. Let me tell you the very, very important news, if I can find the dates on my little bit of paper.
Oh my God.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you all know that Spice Girls are going back on tour.
Yeah,
we're celebrating our greatest hits, and we have had such a great response. Loads of UK gigs have sold out, but we are announcing another two dates at the O2 Centre, which I can't remember what they are. I think it's the 15th and the 16th of January. Well, it's great because if you don't have a credit card or you can't get online or have access to a computer, you can go to the O2 Centre. Unfortunately not, but you can go to the O2 Centre and you can buy them there direct. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're right.
Yeah.
So, two new dates on the 15th and 16th at the O2 Arena in that London.
Yeah, in that London place.
Wow.
It's brilliant. I went to see Prince a couple of weeks ago. Have you been to the venue?
Yeah, I went to see Prince as well. It's amazing.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's the best venue in the world.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's brilliant.
Right. So, I mean, Laura's been desperately trying to get tickets online for ages, but they sell out in, like, 38 seconds. You didn't get any, did you, Laura?
No.
No.
Hey, tell you what, they've got some quick people on those phones, haven't they?
Haven't they, though?
38 seconds.
God.
Oh, blimey.
Now, okay, so that's a big announcement, right?
I've got another one, too.
Okay. Oh, my God.
There's going to be a new single.
What? What?
There's going to be a new Spice Girl single.
No.
No way.
There is. I never thought I'd see the day. But it's here.
God, I didn't think you were going to do any new stuff.
Yeah, well, we got in the studio and we had a little play around. We've got two new tracks for the Greatest Hits album. And we're going to release one as a single and it's called Headlines.
Right.
Yeah, and it's going to be released on the 19th of November.
Headlines.
Yeah. Not headlights, headlines.
Here's a
in brackets, friendship never ends. Just for old time's sake, you know.
Oh, there's a bit in brackets as well.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you love it when they do that.
I love that, yeah. Headlights, brackets, call the knit nurse. Close brackets. Wow, that's so cool. So it's Headlines, Friendship Never Ends.
Yeah.
That's just Wannabe again, isn't it?
No, it's not at all. It's really beautiful. I think that, you know, anybody who loved all the old Spice Girl stuff is going to love this too.
Is it slow or fast?
I don't know how much I'm allowed to give away.
Is it like, Fever Forever?
You know what, I think I've given away too. I'm going to keep it as a surprise.
Who sings the first line?
Should they say?
Yeah.
Who would you like to sing the first line?
You.
Yeah, just because I'm on the phone.
Yeah. You.
Go on.
No, it's not me, but I'm not going to tell you who it is.
Emma.
I'm not saying.
Victoria.
I'm not saying.
Jerry.
I'm not saying.
Can you sing us a bit?
No.
Okay.
I get in trouble.
I'll do it then. Headlines.
See the knitness.
Right, okay, so it's Headlines, Friendship Never Ends.
Yeah.
And that's going to be out in November.
The 19th of November, the new Spice Girls single, 2007.
You heard it exclusively, world exclusively, on Radio 1. That's so exciting.
Yeah.
We were having bets about what the announcement was going to be.
Yeah.
And our favourite one was that this whole getting back together thing is a scam and now you've got your cash, you'll all be off.
And we sold all those tickets, right? See ya.
Bye. Okay, so.
I know we did toy with the idea of making something up, like we'd actually decided to split up again. But, no, we thought that'd be a bit mean.
And Jerry is in the band, isn't she?
She is at the moment, yeah.
Right.
That one.
Oh!
Laura. Keep her passport now. And she can't get away.
Laura couldn't cope with another Jerry leaving scenario. Right, so new Spice Girls single, November 19th. It's going to be for Children in Need as well, right?
Yeah, that's right. We thought it'd be nice to, you know, to do something for such a great charity.
Okay, and new dates in London on the 15th and 16th of January.
Yes.
You've made a lot of people very happy this morning.
Oh,
Melanie,
that's
Chisholm.
Good. Well, hopefully I can make you even happier next week, Scott.
Really?
Yeah, I want to come and see you.
Are you?
Yeah, I want to come and talk to you about something totally different, because I've got a double life.
Are you a spy?
Not quite.
See,
not,
I'm not
quite, but
I'm
I do have two jobs at the moment.
Really? What's the other one?
But don't tell the tax man.
You're not working in Morrison's as well, are you?
I'm still Melanie C on the side.
Right, oh yeah, I know.
So I thought I'd come and tell you about my new song too.
Okay, now you've kind of spoiled that because I'm not supposed to know who the guests are, and I now know that Laura has blatantly booked you for next week.
Sorry.
Right, that's alright, we'll see you next week then.
Nobody warned me.
No, it's fine, it's all fine. I just won't be. I won't have to wear a blindfold. It's good.
You won't get felt up, no. So you'll be all right.
I think
you did it on purpose.
You got off lightly there, Mel. It's all fine. Right, listen. Thanks for speaking to us.
Thank you very much.
Love you.
Look forward to seeing you. Love you too.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.